Wednesday morning. Giving you a beat to groove to as you get into the working week, or the middle of the week, the hump day. You know, the, if you can get over the hump, then it's the downward slide to the weekend. And obviously, the holiday vibe, the Bolito Pro, still adding a glow to things on the KZN North Coast. But if you're not feeling like you're glowing so much, if you're feeling like in the depths of winter, you've maybe packed on a few extra pounds, and you're looking for a way to, well, to lose them and maybe sustain that loss. In fact, start yourself on a journey towards what could be the best chapter of your life so far in terms of health, wellness, vitality, all of that stuff. Who are you going to talk to? Because you're trying to do it alone. It can be daunting, can be scary, and can just be unsustainable. Luckily for you, in and around Bolito, there is a medical weight loss specialist. In fact, you'll find him on the Bolito Connect online directory, where you know it's all vetted and approved by Life and Style with two thumbs up. Dr. M. Piri, a general practitioner and medical weight loss specialist based right here in Bolito. And he's in the studio with me right now on a wonderful Wednesday morning for a bit of a connect, a bit of a catch up in the middle of winter. And Doc, welcome back to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing on a Wednesday?
Morning, Mike. I'm doing well. Can I complain? the weather, it's quite cold for Devon, but hey.
This is what makes it so difficult to maintain your weight loss goals in the middle
of middle of winter.
I'm telling you, because all the comfort food is calling you. It's harder to get moving in the mornings and hit those movement goals. Fundamental, I would imagine, to any weight loss management program is getting that diet right.
Yes.
And I wanted to find out from you, since you're the guy, you're the specialist, is there a best diet? Which diet would you say is the best? Can you put a label on it like that?
I do get that question a lot, actually. Is there one single best diet? Which one is it, actually? The Holy Grail, right?
Yeah. If you had to pick one.
I'm here to burst your bubble. There isn't one single best diet, right? Are they effective? Yes, they are. I mean, from banting, keto, fasting, they are all effective. They can help you lose weight at different degrees, of course. The problem is, are they sustainable? That is the big question, because you can go on banting, cut out carbs for the longest time, but reality is you're always going to be exposed to carbs long term. So you basically are just going to go back after you lose, 10 kilograms, and then you regain the weight. So it's not sustainable. So the answer is there's no single best diet. I would say look for something that is sustainable, long term, that you can stick to, and then that will help you not only lose the weight but maintain.
And I would imagine as well that one diet might be particularly effective for one person and their metabolism and their lifestyle, exactly, but it might not be the most effective for another person. So there's an element of tailoring it.
Yes.
But you mentioned fasting. Mm-hmm. I want to find out more about this. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff being written about fasting. Yeah. In your view, how effective is it? Is it effective?
Actually, it is very effective. I think the problem with fasting is it's not necessarily about eating less. It's about the timing, right? So you might, for example, not eat from 7 p.m. up to 11, let's say 9 a.m. in the morning. And in that period, you're not having anything. So basically, your body is, I would say, in a fasted state. And there's not calories. So that is helping you. But the problem is now, after the fasting period, what happens is most people now tend to overeat, right? So when you get your break, it's like, okay, you go hard. And then the moment you overeat, so now it defeats the purpose, because you're still taking in more calories at the end of the day. There's binge eating. So that's revenge eating. That's what they call
revenge eating.
Yeah. So that's the problem with fasting, and also unsustainable. So, and the other thing is that you might experience a drop in energy levels during that fasting period, or closer to the time where you're supposed to start eating. So yes, it is one of the most effective methods, but again, it goes to sustainability, and it might be suitable for someone else, you know, who would prefer to have a longer period of not eating. And then it's, I mean, maybe just a few meals during the day, but it all boils down to how many calories you take in the day.
Aha, you see, in conversation here with Dr. M. Piri, medical weight loss specialist based in Bolito. And Doc, what is the, what do you say is the big misconception that people often have about weight loss in general?
I think the big one is, actually there's two, right? Mm. Number one is discipline. People think to be able to lose weight, you need to have discipline, but that's not the case. We were built different. I mean, our genes are different. For example, one person could have issues with their appetite regulation, right, compared to the next. Meaning, for example, I might have a stronger appetite compared to yours. So I would crave more. I would have difficulty saying no, resisting food. And it's not just a willpower thing. It's really about, well, what are your genes saying? I mean, the hunger control center in the brain, that's what controls us, actually. So if I'm...
It's what controls me.
So it's very important to take that into consideration, that it's not just about discipline. It's about genes. You need to understand how you react to certain food and, you know, your certain weak points, and then work according to that. That's number one. And then number two, it's... I think people think weight loss should be about it being fast, meaning, I mean, if I'm not seeing any results in a month, in two, then my plan is wrong. No, this is about the long term, right? Fast weight loss is not the best weight loss, honestly. So it needs to be gradual. Actually, I mean, there's a healthy way to lose weight, and it's supposed to be about 0.5 kilograms per week up to a kilo per week. That's the right amount of weight to lose.
Really? Is that what the studies show? Yes. It makes it sustainable.
Yes, yes. And then, I mean, we find people losing like 20 kilograms or 10 in a month. Or
and you know in a year's time that's going to be back plus interest.
Exactly. So that's one thing that I have noticed that is the big misconception. And be patient with yourself. And yeah.
Wow, you're getting the perspective here. And last question for you, Doc. I know you're a busy man. You got clients, patients waiting for you. How can a busy adult lose weight while still living a busy lifestyle?
Okay. I think number one, you need to account for the chaos that you're living within. I mean, for example, if you look at the busy lifestyle that you're living, it's always up and down. So you need to find a plan that suits that, right? For example, we spoke about dieting. You cannot be on a diet while trying to stay busy at the same time. And you know, your workload is always fluctuating. So what then you need to do is, number one, I would say be patient with yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Think of the long term. So give yourself 6 months, a year, depending on how much weight you need to lose. Number two, you need to find someone that can help you structure that. It could be a doctor, it could be a dietitian, it could be a health coach. I mean, it could be even someone who's done this, who has walked the journey, who can just give you pointers not to do it exactly as they did. That's one of the things that you should do. And set, make things easier for yourself. For example, I mean, if you're going to go to work, carry your gym clothes with, have meals prepared already that you know that if you're tempted by someone at the office, you know that you have something ready. Just in case Mike gives you a cookie.
Sometimes the box of donuts just lands on your desk and,
you know,
it's there.
Yeah. So those are the few things. Just adjust your environment. And number one thing is be patient with yourself. And I also see it with adults over the age of 40. You know, they compare themselves to who they used to be in their 20s, and they're like, they want their body back. And I'm like, you can get that to some degree, but you have to understand that your body is not reacting the same way it used to. Your metabolism is a bit slower. So there's a bit of acceptance as well. Not to say accept, I mean, yourself in the bad state you might be in, but accept that there's certain things that you have control over, and then work on those. The things that you cannot, just push them to the side. And yeah, start your journey.
I think this is exactly what we need to be hearing right now in the middle of winter on a Wednesday morning. And if it's resonating with you, if you're ready to start that new chapter in a sustainable way, in a way that you're going to be looking back 6 months from now, a year from now, in the middle of winter again and thinking, hey, I made a really good decision and I don't regret it at all. Well, Dr. M. Piri, general practitioner and medical weight loss specialist based right here in Balito. Doc, where can folks find you and what's the smartest way to get in touch?
Okay, so if you're looking for me, you can find me at Odyssey Medical Center.
The Odyssey Medical Center, yes. Yes,
that's where I'm at from Monday to Saturday. And then online, on Instagram, I am getting on TikTok as well. So it's at Dr. Piri_GP. And you can also find me on Facebook using the same username. And you can find me on my website. It's drpiriweightloss.co.za.
That's Dr. Piri, P-H-I-R-I. And of course, on Balito Connect as well, where the doc is listed proudly as a life and style approved local expert in his field. And Doc, thanks for giving us the winter word. I'll let you get back to your busy practice now. And we'll chat again real soon, my friend.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You heard it. Nice one. Radio Life and Style. Back to the music.